This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Afghans began voting Saturday in parliamentary elections, which had been marred by chaotic organization as well as violence that forced the postponement of a vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar. Reuters' Saskia Donahue reporting.
The election is a crucial test for Afghanistan's fragile democracy. There were concerns that Thursday's assassination of Rezek, which has been claimed by the Taliban, would stop people voting. And in the past 2 months alone, at least 9 candidates in the election have been killed in various attacks. President Ashraf Ghani visited a polling station to cast his vote, encouraging all Afghanis to do the same.
Also in the news, Saudi Arabia now admitting that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi did die in the Istanbul consulate. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out, which has now resulted in the arrest of more than a dozen people. Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
It's the first time the kingdom's admitted Khashoggi's death after weeks of unanswered questions. But the preliminary report released on Saudi Arabia's official state-run television gave few details and no evidence. It's not clear how the fight broke out, only that it was between Khashoggi, last seen here entering the consulate but not emerging, and people who met him there. The Saudis say they've arrested 18 Saudi nationals involved.
Congo's health minister calling it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly Ebola outbreak after rebels shot and killed two medical agents with the Congolese army who have been assisting health officials. Maimai rebels surged from the forest and opened fire on the army's rapid intervention medical unit at the entrance to the Butembo city. This is VOA News. Presidents of Honduras.